You're listening to CKUW.
You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Hello and welcome. We're here in the studio for your New Year's Day Square Wave episode. My name is Dustin, and with me today is my good friend, Jodry.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Winnipeg.
It's great to have you back on the airwaves in 2026, Jodry.
That's right. Starting off on a good foot.
Yes, we are. In fact, it's New Year's Day. There's no one in the studio.
It's empty.
And that means we can say whatever the hell we want.
Whoa.
That's the end of that reference. We're not going to do any more of that.
Okay.
Okay, but we can also play whatever the hell we want.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like free play. I don't know. I'm just going to come in here and like
we're winging it.
Yeah, gonna do some things for you today. We're gonna talk a little bit about New Year's, gonna talk about the past year.
Yeah,
and not too much talking because we got a lot of music to get to.
Oh, heck yeah.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna kick things off this hour with the front. Oh, should I switch side? I put on side A. So here's what I'll do.
Okay.
It's gonna be Streets of Rage.
Yeah,
2.
Nice.
Yeah. And this is a classic one because it's going back to the very first show I ever did under the name Square Wave.
Ah,
yep,
yes.
Where I played this whole album. Not the vinyl, but I played tracks from this video game. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I still go back to that show. It's such fantastic music. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it here. Fill some time while I flip the record because I think I do want to do side B. It's a little bit less heard.
Sure.
So.
Oh, sweet. Well, to all our listeners, I want to wish y'all a happy new year. Me and Dustin brought in the new year right last night, going out to the B.A. Johnston show at Times Changed. Smokey Tire opened up the show. We had some other band be the opener.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
They're pretty good.
They were good. Smokey Tire was awesome.
Yeah.
The bluesgrass band, though, that opened.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The bluegrass band. I wish I could tell you what it was. It was three words, though. So start Googling three different words and you'll find them eventually.
Yeah. Well, it was last night's show at the Times Changed.
Yeah, that was a good way to bring in the year.
Outstanding. Okay, Will, we are ready over here on the turntable.
Okay, rock and roll.
All right, this is side B of Streets of Rage 2. I'll let you know a little bit more about what you're hearing after this. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah, that was pretty rad.
Yes, it was, wasn't it, Jodry?
Mm-hmm. Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage 2.
Two.
All of those tracks that
twice
you just heard.
Twice as much rage.
That's right. Actually, there's twice as many characters you could be as well. What do you mean?
I'm still correct.
Alex Blaze. Those are two people. Alex, Blaze.
Oh, yeah.
It could be Max Thunder. And Skate, guess which one he is?
The big one.
No, he's the one wearing rollerblades. Good try,
though.
We got the big vinyl up in here. That's what we're listening to. That was side B of the first disc of Streets of Rage 2, all of which was composed by Yuzo Koshiro, probably the most influential and impactful video game composer of all time. Certainly the one that I have mentioned the most on my show. And there is a short list of guys that just keep coming up.
Yeah.
But he's number one, no doubt about that.
Oh.
And this is from Datadisc's release that came out in 2015. And I love just how serious these guys take their releases.
Yeah.
That's why I keep coming back to them. Every time they come out with one, I'm like, give it a serious look.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not very familiar with it.
Yeah.
I've got 5 or 6 or 7 of these. Most of them are out of print. I would love to get my hands on the Okami. I'd love to get my hands on the Police Knots. And I'd love to get my hands on a couple others as well. But I have a few. So let me tell you about this. This is on the back of it here, on the back of the disc.
Okay.
And it tells you that all of this audio that we heard was sourced from the original NEC PC-88 files supplied by Yuzo Koshiro himself and produced by 2 Japanese Model 1 Mega Drives.
Wow.
Those are the Genesises.
Yeah, right.
Genesi with Yamaha YM2612 sound chip and stereo output mod.
That's pretty cool.
I love how serious. They're like, oh, let's get into the weeds on how we made this.
Yeah, some music nerds are going to love knowing this.
That's right. So we have another Genesis game coming up here. I know you were you were a Genesis kid.
Yeah, I was. I couldn't get a Super Nintendo, so we got a Genesis, and it was awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, we got another. Isn't it incredible that all that sound that we just heard came from two Genesis, but a Genesis?
Yeah.
Like, it was produced by one sound chip on Genesis.
And it's interesting.
Sounds so much like electronic music, house music, dance music of the time of the early 80s. Oh, sorry, late 80s and early 90s there, when Yuzo Koshiro created that in 1992.
Yeah, a lot of synth in there, and definitely a lot of songs that I was kind of thinking back that are like, oh, that sounds like a, like a Eurodance house track.
And you could tell that was what he was into at the time.
Yeah.
Big inspiration from it, and it's similar to the Streets of Rage 1. If you liked that and you want more of it, well, there's 4 more sides to that album, and then as well, there's also Streets of Rage 1, which sounds pretty much just like that.
Banging.
Yep. So what's next?
Ooh, it's Contra, the hardcore.
Yeah, it's a hardcore spelled with a P.
That's right.
This one is this is side D. So this is this is the second disc on this one, and I'm going to cue this one up.
All right, that's a pretty nice pressing too. It's got like these yellow and red splatters on this yellow vinyl. It looks like the scatter shot coming right out of Contra. That's pretty cool. We should be in for a treat here. Contra's always had some pretty awesome tunes. So.
Yes, we are in for a treat. These ones are particularly upbeat. I realized that there was a bit of a theme with today's show. Maybe intentionally, maybe not. But you know what? All these games are sort of fighting games in a way.
Okay.
Like we just heard Streets of Rage, which is a beat 'em up. This is another one, sort of shoot 'em up.
Yep.
And you know what? I think that I have a reason for this. As we go into 2026, you know what? Those of us that want to see change in the world, we need to be able to fight. And you know what? We need a soundtrack for that fight.
Hell yeah.
So here it is. Side 4 of Contra Hardcore on Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. We just heard Side D.
Yeah.
From Side D from the Contra Hardcore vinyl release that was done by Ship to Shore, Phonoco, who no longer exists, sadly.
Oh, that's too bad.
They have shuttered. Turns out, not a lot of money in making old video game vinyls.
I guess not.
They sell them to exactly me and like 10 other guys. There are dozens of us.
Yeah.
Literally dozens of us.
Not enough to put their kids through college.
No,
though.
But let me tell you, you know, if you're a record store owner here in Winnipeg, don't bring in video game vinyl as much as I want you to. You're going to get stuck holding it. Okay, but that last track is one I really wanted to feature there. That was Simon 1994 RD, which is the name of that track. And that was actually an arrangement of Vampire Killer, which is a very famous Castlevania song. That arrangement was done by Michiru Yamane, who I've done a show on. I actually played that track during that show.
Yeah.
So really, really a special moment there. It's a secret stage, and you go and you fight a bat boss, and when you fight the bat boss, the bat boss's name is Simondo Belmont.
Simondo.
Yeah, well, and I don't know the Japanese version to give him a name. And then that song plays. So,
cool.
Yeah, I hope you liked that one.
That was a nice treat. That was really cool. Yeah, I love a good old Contra code, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Konami code?
Yeah. Yeah, like Contra used it, right? But it was in all the Konami games.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep...
What we got going on here next?
We're going to keep the fighting theme going.
Okay.
With, this is Street Fighter Alpha 2.
Ooh.
This is just side A of this one. Lots of hits on this one. Let me tell you what you're in for here. You can expect to hear on this one... So these are like... Are basically updated versions or sort of arrangements of a lot of Street Fighter 2 tracks.
Oh, okay.
So if you're familiar with one Chun-Li.
Oh, yeah.
One Ryu.
Ooh, I know him.
And a Zangief as well.
Ooh, excellent.
There are several other characters on here, including Charlie, Birdie, Dan, and Sakura. However, I mean, they may be less recognizable, but still fantastic music.
Yep.
We're going to get into it right away.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Love a good Street Fighter. Oh, man, a lot.
What is your experience with fighting games, Jordan?
Well, I guess, like, I don't know, I played a little bit of, like, a lot of Mortal Kombat when I was younger growing up. I know, I guess, like, in the Xbox days in my youth, I played a lot of Dead or Alive. That was a really fun fighting game. It was... pretty sweet seeing like these ninjas and fighting against each other, and it was like a 3D fighter, and they used a lot of like Levolution, I want to call it, and, you know, borrow it from Battlefield. Like, you would fight through these stages, and because you could like rotate on like the plane of existence, you could sometimes like punch people through walls or windows, and it would like progress the stage into a new area where there were other things that you could bash your opponent into. And so it was a really fun fighting game.
That's awesome. What game did you say that was?
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive. That,
yeah, there's a lot of them now. There's like six of them.
There's a volleyball game?
Yes, yeah. Very good, legit volleyball. Yep. I played it for the volleyball. No joke.
Yeah, no joke. I want to say the first time I saw a fighting game in 3D, I think it was Virtual Fighter, maybe one or maybe two. I think it was one.
Yeah, it was in the arcades.
It was in Dark Zone.
Oh, okay.
And it blew my mind.
Blew your mind.
As like a six-year-old kid, seven-year-old
sure,
kid.
Sure, yeah.
I got to be eight because I don't think I would have been... I don't think they had those in 93.
Sure,
but in 94, 95, when that came out, I blew my mind.
Yeah, because like I'd only seen Street Fighter 2 in like the roller rinks and stuff like that. And then I see Virtual Fighter. I'm like, oh my God, they're 3D. This is crazy.
Well.
Yeah. Anywho.
Virtual Fighter, Dead or Alive?
Yep.
Nope. I'm not playing those soundtracks.
Not playing that on this show.
We're playing a 2D fighting game. Why? Because... so good.
So good.
So let's get into that here on Square Wave on CKW.
All right, let's spin it up.
95.9 FM. In Winnipeg. We'll see you in a minute. We'll be right back. Incredible music there from Street Fighter Alpha 2.
Right.
Sorry to just get that one wrong.
Yeah, that's a completely different game.
It's a completely different game.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so. All right, so what we just heard was opening, player select, versus, and then we get into the stages. We just heard four back-to-back absolute bangers, if you ask me. Yeah. Sakura stage, Zangief stage, Ryu stage, and astute listeners there will recognize that was the Chun-Li stage.
That's right. Yeah, that was a gooder.
That's right. So it is the first day of 2026. It's going to be a long year. It's going to be a hard year. I can already tell you that. The last ones have all been like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, last
it's
year
just
felt
the way
like,
it is now.
Last year felt like the longest year in history.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
The last 3 months of it felt, yeah. Yeah, I wonder why. I don't know.
Weird.
It felt like I had 4 years in that year.
Yes, it sure felt like we had 4 years in one, but yeah, we're through it.
So this year we got 365 days to go.
Yep.
Got hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hoping for in the new year, Jody?
Well, I'm hoping for health and happiness, you know, to all my friends and family. Above all health, I want everyone to take care of themselves and, you know, make sure you are doing what's right for you. You know, like we were talking about, it's a big, crazy world and a lot of things happen. A lot of things happen really quickly. But, you know, you got to take out for yourself. You know, you got to take out for number one and, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first, so to speak, is a big metaphor that I've been used before. So, do what's right for you. So yeah, take care of yourself out there, everybody. Me, myself, I'm going to take care of myself. My birthday's coming up soon. And I'm going to go to the spa for like 12 hours. So I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds all right. That sounds all right. Not bad, man.
What about you, Dusty? What are you looking forward to?
Consequences for the rich and powerful.
There you go. That would be a nice one, too. That's on my wish list.
Yeah, I know. All right. So we do have another couple of tracks to round out your hour as we continue with our fighting game theme to keep your energy up on this January 1st day.
That's right. New year.
Yes, and I've stuck with the Street Fighter stuff.
Okay.
This is going to be Third Strike.
Ooh, yep. Let's start Third Strike.
Exactly. Street Fighter 3, fantastic music all the way, like top to bottom. We aren't going to get to the full thing, but we are going to get it through a few tracks. So I hope you all enjoy this out there. And whether you've played this game or not, I hope it makes you feel good.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. And yeah, happy new year again, and have yourself a great day.
We'll see you whenever we see you on Square Wave, CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Stay tuned for Ron with Pages coming up.
Strike y'all a Street Fighter 3. Let's get it on down. Select to make your first pick. Get it on down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Get it on down. Choose and pick the best one. Get it on down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get it on down. Select to make your first pick. Get it on down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Get it on down. Choose and pick the best one. Get it on down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get it on down. Select to make your first pick. Get it on down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Get it on down. Choose and pick the best one. Get it on down.